First and foremost, YouTube is back to trying to get rid of me. My last two videos were put on restricted, 18 plus only. So please follow me on my community at locals.com. You could either support there or you could just sign up for free and get my content. Just follow me on the alternate platform.
Men actually have to budget women in their finances. First dates, gifts, spontaneous trips. I don't see nothing wrong with a smoothie date for the first date. Y'all don't even know each other.
Yeah, but look, women just want to be impressed. They don't have empathy and sympathy for what you're going through, what bills you got, your mom sick with cancer in the hospital. Impress me. That's their mentality on it. When a woman really like you, none of that stuff matter. As far as impressive dates and all that, like, she'll go walk in the park with you when she truly like you for you. I don't want to impress a chick on the first date because I don't want you to like me for this impressive stuff I'm doing. I want you to like me for me. If not, kick rocks.
Don't think I would see a future with you in marriage.
I feel like that was very clear. Don't you?
I was a little taken back with, you know, letting me know off the bat, like, I could never see a future with you. What took you to that place?
Don't ask a question if you are not prepared for the answer.
I'm not attracted to you.
And there it is.
I think it was rude, and I thought that you were a huge asshole for saying that.
Yeah, women can't take rejection. They're not used to taking rejection. Well, actually, they are used to taking a form of rejection by the top tier guys. But even that rejection is nothing like the rejection men get, because they'll still get boinked by that top tier guy and then he'll ghost them. So that's a form of rejection. But women aren't used to a guy just saying, no, I don't like you. I'm not attracted to you. Get out my face. That's the type of rejection men get. Women can't handle that. If you do that, you might get an accusation on you.
You can't handle yourself when someone answers the question that you've asked? Maybe you shouldn't ask the question. Unless you know you're ready to hear whatever the answer might be. And you're ready to take full responsibility for any thoughts and feelings you might have about the answer that you've been getting.
No, that's never going to happen with women. It's never going to happen. Because she could just call you an a-hole and then go to her friends and her friends would be like, yeah, he was an a-hole for saying he didn't want to be with you. Or you can go to your mom, or, well, sometimes your mom will tell you the truth. But you can go to another simp guy or go to your friends and they'll validate you. And they'll tell you everything you say is right. And anybody who ever did anything wrong to you was all their fault. You never did anything wrong. So they're going to keep living in the fairy tale world.
I don't need no sound effects, playboy. All
right.
Just relax. When the kid talks, you don't.
Dads be like.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is extremely masculine, and I have no interest in doing anything with her sexually. Well, she's old and washed up now, but even back in the day, I wasn't really interested in a fake booty. But yeah, her boyfriend back then was a simp, and he had to play the back row and carry her bags and get treated like a punk. But hey, that was on him. Couldn't be me. So instead of going over a Reddit story, I want to talk about how, based on my recent research, I believe that alien UFOs are real. Aliens are real. They're here. They've been here for thousands of years. And the government has been keeping this all secret and reverse engineering alien technology in secret. And also, based on my research, there's a very good chance that aliens seeded life on Earth. You know, the whole History Channel, ancient aliens. Yeah, I've been really doing my research. I'm not just pulling this out of my you know what. I don't know if you heard, but the Defense Department did confirm that UFOs are real and they're doing things that defy physics. And they are intelligently controlled and they're not drones and they're not anything that could be easily explained. You know, swamp gas or this or that or a fucking balloon. It's none of that. They've confirmed it. Just do the research. There's been military personnel reporting these type of things for decades. It's all coming out now. And there's even incidents where these UFOs have interfered with nuclear systems. The information's out there. Look up the Tic Tac incident. You know, all these Air Force pilots and things aren't just pulling this out of there, you know what. And these things have been confirmed on multiple systems, I'll say. Eyewitnesses, and it's confirmed with the radars. It's confirmed on like five different systems at once when they're actually seeing it. And this report here says, stunning admission, Pentagon admits it has been testing wreckage from UFO crashes and findings may change our lives forever. Yeah, there's technology that I believe that the government is keeping secret. One of which is free energy and things like that. So let's read this a little bit. Researcher Anthony Braglia wrote to the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, requesting details of all UFO material, which they hold, and results of any tests they have been carrying out on it. He wrote, this could include physical debris recovered by personnel of the Department of Defense as residue, float sams, shot off material, or crash material from UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, or unidentified flying object. In the response shared with the Sun, the DIA released 154 pages of test results that includes reports on a mysterious memory metal called nitinol, which remembers its original shape when folded. Braglia said it was a stunning admission from the U.S. government, and the documents revealed that some of the retrieved debris possesses extraordinary capabilities, including the potential to make things invisible or even slow down the speed of light. This is official. You can do your research. I also wanted to point out the whole 1947 Roswell incident appears to be real. The Air Force actually came out and did a press release on that day in 1947 announcing that they recovered a flying disc from a ranch near Roswell. And then the next day, I think they tried to retract it and say it was some type of weather balloon. It wasn't no damn weather balloon. Come on, man. Why would the Air Force release a press release saying that they found a flying disc? If they found the fucking balloon, if they actually found the balloon, it makes no sense. So you could do all the research on the Roswell event as well. Galactic Federation of Aliens are in contact with U.S. and Israel governments, claims former official. And the official that's claiming this is highly decorated. You could do your research. His name is Haim Ashed, H-A-I-M-E-S-H-E-D. According to him, the United States and Israel governments have been and are in contact with the Galactic Federation of Aliens, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Ashed told Daily Israel newspaper that Israel and the U.S. have been in contact with aliens, and these aliens exist as part of a galactic federation. Ashed, who served as the chief of Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years and is now a professor, he's official, said the aliens and U.S. have made agreements based on researching and understanding the fabric of the universe. These governments include a shared secret underground base on Mars. I know it sounds crazy, but hey, he's official. Where U.S. and alien representatives meet. Ashed said President Donald Trump was on the verge of revealing the existence of the Galactic Federation, but that the aliens stopped him from doing so, as they believe revealing their existence would have caused mass hysteria. I believe it would have. So keep that in mind. And remember this? This is on the U.S. Department of Defense. Trump signs law establishing the U.S. Space Force. It's official now. It's the sixth branch of the government. Why the heck will we need a U.S. Space Force if this stuff isn't true? Very interesting. Now let's check this out. Another official, Paul Heller, UFO disclosure nearby exoplanet confirmed. Paul Heller, a former Canadian defense minister. This isn't just yahoos from Nebraska and Missouri saying they saw something in the sky. These are government officials. Had first aired his views and opinions about aliens, he had claimed back then that aliens have not only visited our planet, but they also live among us. That is, aliens live right here on Earth, and they are right here right now. In January 2014, Paul gave an interview on Russian TV, and he made certain disclosure. Paul Heller served as a defense minister, yada, yada, yada. So apparently Star Trek was kind of real. And from what I understand, the CIA actually played a part in Star Trek. The CIA has played a part in Hollywood since 1947. So a lot of the things in some of these alien movies are actually real.
Star Trek was, just like the day the Earth stood still, a Central Intelligence Agency, CIA project. The day the earth stood still was paid for. The money went from the CIA to what they call a cutout in Los Angeles, a place that was either working as a studio or for a writer. And the whole design of the day the earth stood still was to test public reaction to a robot, strong robot that came with a humanoid ET to do what? To tell Earth you will not be allowed to blow up, explode any atomic bombs because you don't understand the consequences. What I've been told in the real matter world is by people who are telling what they know. When we exploded the three atomic bombs between the test in July in New Mexico and then Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August, we tore into other dimensions that we know nothing about.
Follow her YouTube channel. It's called Earth Files. She's certified. You could do your history on her. Yeah, apparently in 1947, when we dropped those bombs, that's when all the UFO sightings started. Because they're like, what the heck are you morons doing down here? All this stuff is documented. Don't take my word for it. Then look into Dr. Stephen Greer. All these people are official. Then look into Lou Elizondo. And then once you look into all of them, check out Dolores Cannon. Now, she's not as technically as official as the other three I just gave. But like I said, the information you get from the other three will lend credibility to what she's talking about. And then do your research on the Roswell incident as well. And watch a documentary called Unacknowledged. I think it's on Prime Video. It may be on some other platforms.